The Monroe County Civic Theater's summer Shakespeare finale in the Third Street Park is a memorable production. It's the tragedy of Othello, but with almost the first words and the final strangely triumphant laugh, Nicole Bruce makes such a mark as Iago that it's really more a study of the villain than the hero. Iago is a terrible, dark figure, one of the blackest in all literature, but in Bruce's hands I just couldn't hate him. She brought such a positive delight in villainy. It was an élan of evil. In addition to Bruce, a number of the male roles were taken by women. The production does begin with a 70s-style peace rally and uses music from the period, but local theater veterans are pretty used to women playing men, even without the excuse of the changes in opportunities for them since the Elizabethan period. Anna DeLong is Lieutenant Cassio, along with Yvonne Avery, Anna Bianco and Caitlin Vesely, as other male characters, put on the pants for the show. The Civic Theater's Othello did enjoy solid performances from women as women, with Sarah Ruggles as a sympathetic Desdemona, Stephanie Courter as her mother, and Emily Cohen as Lieutenant Cassio's slightly slutty lover. Marky Gray, Iago's partner, was especially outstanding as she explained her role in the treacherous scheme and defended Desdemona's innocence. Stephen Heise was quite effective as the Duke, and even more so as the show's clown. Eric Van Gucht was Iago's dupe Rodrigo. Tyler Hill filled the stage nicely as the central authority, Lodovico, who wraps up the play. And Andy Alphonse was a dignified and restrained Moor, but somehow lacked the heft that might have better balanced this production. The director, Nate Stanger, did a nice job using both the raised stage and the front area to keep the action flowing. It's easy to fall into a mechanical pattern with entrances and exits for Shakespeare's scenes, and this didn't happen here. By the way, the director couldn't be at the park for opening week because he was moving into the dorm for his freshman year at the University of Minnesota. His assistant director and mother, Sheila Butler, was managing. Nate gets to come home to Bloomington to enjoy the show's final weekend. The Monroe County Civic Theater's production of Othello in Third Street Park has its final performances this Friday and Saturday, the 18th and 19th. Blankets, lawn chairs, and sweaters or jackets are recommended as the temperature drops in the evening's damp. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.